silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Is it petrol you want?
Yes, please. Just a couple of gallons. I'm showing empty and I've another 8 miles to go.
Oh, wouldn't do to get stuck in this weather. 2 gallons, right? Terrible hot.
Awful.
And we haven't seen the worst of it yet. Not by any manner of means. The storm will come directly over here, I shouldn't doubt. They do say that the road will get washed out by the morning.
Is it still all right farther on?
I believe so. 2 gallons, 7 and 4, please, miss. Thank you. Travelling alone?
Yes, I own a cottage on the Moor Road.
Oh, if I were you, I'd turn back to Mortdale. Not good for a woman to be out on her own at this time of night. Not after that news bulletin that just came through.
News bulletin?
Didn't you hear it?
No, I haven't been anywhere near a wireless since I left London hours ago.
Oh, nasty business. Prisoner escaped from Dartmoor. Bad one. Murderer. Desperate, too, by all accounts. Everyone in the district's been told to watch out for him. Anyone up there at your cottage, miss?
No, but I'm expecting some friends later on this evening. They're motoring down from Ilfracombe. I was going on ahead to get the place ready.
Well, I don't think it's very wise for you to go on up there alone. It's after 8 now.
Well, they won't be arriving till 10. And if I don't get there first, they won't be able to get in.
Oh, well, I expect you'll be all right. Just as long as you don't stop on the way, that's all.
I won't, don't worry. Oh, no. Now what's gone wrong?
Turn it off till I have a look.
It was making some funny noises earlier.
Oh, no wonder. Fan blades bent.
Can it be fixed?
Oh, it's old. The radiator, it's leaking badly.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm afraid you can't go any farther in this car, miss. Not tonight, anyway.
But I have to get to the cottage.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I can drive you up to your cottage in my utility. I'll shut up the garage. Won't be any more passing trade tonight, that's for certain.
Well, that's very kind of you.
No, it's no trouble.
I'll pay you, of course.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll start work on that radiator in the morning. Have it fixed by the afternoon. Then maybe one of your friends will drive you down to collect it.
Yes, that'll be fine.
Well, now, you stay right there. I'll pull the utility in alongside of your car so you won't have far to walk in this rain. Back in a minute.
The road's really bad now.
Yes.
You're going to have a terrible drive back.
Oh, don't worry me, none. I'm used to it.
The cottage is just a little way ahead, Nora.
You come up to your cottage often, miss?
Well, this is really only the second time. I only bought it a couple of months ago. Wanted somewhere to hibernate when city life became too tedious.
This is a place to hibernate, all right. The Moors. Yes, I thought you knew about the place. Know most people around here. Lovely spot, though.
Especially on a stormy night.
A good couple of hours before them friends of yours come down.
If they get to the cottage at all. Perhaps the Ilfracombe Road has been cut off.
Could be. Well, if they don't show up, you just take my tip and keep that cottage of yours well locked up tonight. You don't want that escaped convict come knocking at your door. Bad one, that. Police gave a description of him. Tall, blonde fella. Yeah, and they reckon he's got a gun. Stole it from a warder he killed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I'm scaring you, aren't I? Oh, he's probably miles away by now. They might even have caught him. You'll be all right. Got a telephone up there?
No.
Electricity?
Yes, they put it on about 3 weeks ago.
And you'll have a wireless, no doubt. Oh, well, that'll be some company for you, won't it? And you'll be able to keep in touch with the news on that convict fella. Oh, there's a cottage up there.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, yes, 'tis a lonely sort of place, isn't it? In my younger days, you'd never find a lady living alone in an out-of-the-way sort of place like that. Still, they do say as how the modern woman can look after herself better these days. A bit too independent, if you ask me. Well, here we are. You run on ahead and get the door open. I'll bring in these parcels. Well, seems to me you can feed an army with this lot.
My friends are staying for the weekend.
You'd better run. You'll get soaked in two shakes.
Hold it a second. I'll put the light on. The hall light's just here, in the corner. Oh, no.
Lights on the blink?
They promised they'd connect the power 2 weeks ago.
Oh, probably did. Power failure, more than likely. Wouldn't surprise me in this storm. Yeah, wait till I put these parcels down.
No lights, no wireless, no nothing. Suddenly, hibernation has lost all its charm.
Well, now we can see what we're about.
There's some hurricane lamps and things in this cupboard. And there's a paraffin stove here, too. The least I can do is to offer you a cup of tea for your kindness, Mr...
Oh, just call me Addie. Everyone else does.
And my name's Jill Dorning. Oh, that's better. It gives a bit of an eerie light, though.
Better than none at all.
You will have a cup of tea.
Oh, go down well, thanks.
The tea's in the brown paper parcel.
Right.
You lived in the area long, Harry?
All my life, Miss Dorning. Oh, it's all right in the summer, you know. A bit depressing in winter, though. And lonely, too. But take this cottage, for instance. I bet that convict fellow would be darn pleased to find a spot like this. He could stay here for days without anyone coming near.
Oh, well, that gave me such a scare. 8:30. Must have taken us half an hour to drive those 8 miles.
Now, that's very strange, that is.
Oh, well, the road was bad.
No, I mean that clock chiming then. How long is it since you were here at the cottage?
2 months ago when I bought it.
Clock goes for 8 weeks.
I know. No, it doesn't.
And the place has been locked up?
Of course.
I think someone's broken into this house. Recently, too.
The escaped convict.
Could be. How many rooms to this place?
Lounge, kitchen, dining room, study. And upstairs there's 2 bedrooms and a bathroom.
Yes, Miss Dorney. It struck you too, didn't it? He might still be in the place.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Not a bad idea. Well, I got the feeling we've had a lucky escape. I spoke too soon.
It must start, it must. Try again.
Come on, you miserable old crock.
Maybe some water got in under the bonnet.
Well, I'll go and have a look. You stay where you are.
Can you see what the trouble is? Oh, well?
We'll not get this to start.
Why not?
Someone's taken the distributor head off.
But...
they must have done it whilst we're in the house.
What are we going to do, Harry?
Only one thing we can do.
Start walking.
Oh, now, look at that road. We wouldn't get far. And he'd follow us for sure. He's probably watching us right this very minute.
Oh, dear.
We've got to go back into that cottage, Miss Dorn.
Into the cottage?
Reach under the seat there. You'll find a jack handle. Hand it to me, will you?
But he's got a gun.
Aye. But there's two of us. If I could get close enough to him before he pulls the trigger.
Oh, no, you couldn't. He's a desperate man.
That's right. He'd kill you as soon as look at you. He's a three-time loser. And they say he's a psychopath, too. You know, mad. Like I said, he's probably watching us right now. And if we made any sort of move, he'd follow and shoot us down, like he is not. You know why? Because we'd report his position to the authorities first chance we got. And they'd come after him right away.
Then we're trapped.
But we got one advantage over him, Miss Dornan.
An advantage?
He doesn't know about your friends coming down from Ilfracombe.
But they won't be here for an hour and a half yet.
That's right. So we've got to try and keep him occupied till then. An hour and a half, Miss Dornan. Come on, let's get back into that cottage.
If he sees that Jack...
I'll hide it under my coat. Come on. That window over there. It's open. That's how he's been getting in and out. Keep going.
It's so dark. If only there was more light.
I'm very glad there's not.
Oh.
It wouldn't have been quite so easy if the place had been a blaze of light. Yes, this is the gun I'm holding. And it's loaded and the safety catches off. Now, you, my friend, be so kind as to drop that jack handle on the floor. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give you any chance to use it. I see. Drop that jack handle. Now! That's better. And move away from it, both of you. Go and stand in the center of the room where I can see you. Boy. My, what an attractive girl.
Listen up.
Quiet! For the moment, I'm going to do all the talking. Everyone starts babbling and I get confused. I thought someone would show up, eventually. Now, mind you, I didn't think for one moment that we'd be entertaining a lady. I've been here quite some time, 3 hours to be exact. Thought this would be a good place to wait, remote, lonely. No one ever passes here, right off the beaten track.
I'll catch up with you.
Oh, you think so? I overheard you mention something about a cup of tea, Miss Dorney. Now, that'd be a good idea. I like it strong with plenty of sugar. I wonder if you wouldn't mind fixing me up with one. Oh, and one for yourself and our friend, of course. Oh, I'm so tired. So terribly tired. Been on the go for hours.
Yes, I'll bet you have.
Very exhausting business.
You're a cool customer.
You have to be in this life, my friend. You know, this isn't a bad spot, is it? A fellow could stay hidden here for ages, couldn't he?
I suppose so.
I suppose you came up from the garage down the road. All right, don't answer then. Doesn't matter anyway. You must have come from there. The Ilfracombe Road's been cut by the flood.
Oh.
Did I say something to startle you, Miss Dorning?
You're lying. It's not cut.
I'm sure it is. How's that tea coming along?
The kettle's nearly boiling.
Good. Then after we've had the tea, we'll have to be making a move.
Make a move?
Well, we can't stay here, can we?
So it'll happen outside.
No.
Your hand's shaking. Are you frightened?
You are a devil.
Your tea?
I'm afraid you'll have to give me the cup on its own. I can't manage the saucer and the cup with one hand. Yeah, that's it. Now, hand me the cup.
Here.
Catch! Good girl! Get the gun! That was a quick thinking, Miss Dorning. All right. Give me the gun now. That's it. You got a clothesline in that kitchen somewhere?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Beautiful timing, eh? It took a lot of pluck.
On my feet.
All right, on your feet, you. Yeah, that's better. Now, don't try anything funny.
Here we are.
Were you ever in the girl guards, miss? Because if you were, then here's a chance to brush up on your knot tying. Now, you, sit down in the chair over there. Tie him up or I'll keep him covered, Mr. Horner.
Right.
You fool, what was the idea of that, eh? Are you in with him or something? He's the escaped convict, not me.
What?
Oh, they're devilishly clever, aren't they? Psychopathic, cunning, trying to confuse you, you see?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Time tight, miss.
I'm a police officer.
Yes. Mr. Sherlock Holmes himself, I've no doubt.
This man is Frederick Lemuel. He escaped from Dartmoor this morning.
You can't fool me. That's Harry. He owns the guards down the road. He's lived in this district for years.
And you just stop trying that trick, mister, because it won't do you any good. We've got you now, and you aren't going to get away. Let me have a look at them knots, Miss Dorning. Yes, that's tight enough.
Miss Dorning, believe me, you're making an awful mistake.
You keep that up, and we're going to have to gag you, my lad.
Harry, supposing he is a police officer, and he mistook you for this man, Lemuel.
No, he's Lemuel, miss, no doubt about that. Look, he fits the description to a T. Tall, blonde, and he was carrying a gun, wasn't he? The Cornwall Constabulary don't carry guns, and they always go about in pairs.
Oh, all right, it's a fair cop. What happens now?
That's better. Well, we just wait, that's all. Any more hurricane lamps in the house, miss?
Yes, there's some upstairs on the landing.
I'll go and get them. We could do with a bit more light in case his nib starts getting ideas.
Listen, Miss Dorning, you must believe me.
I'm not listening to you.
Look. The power hasn't failed at all. I shut it off of the fuse box when I came into the place.
A bit more light on the subject and we'll be able to watch him more closely. Looks all right, doesn't he, eh? All parceled up like a package of snout.
Harry?
Yes, miss?
He just told me the power hasn't failed at all. He said he switched it off at the main when he broke in.
Oh?
I'll go and put it back on again.
Good idea. And then we won't need to light this lamp. Fuse box inside.
Yes, it's just here in the hallway. There. And Mr. Lemuel must have had the wireless on whilst he was here. Well, at least we'll have some music to while away the time.
Ever read any stories about prison life, Miss Dorning?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have.
Well, you get the true story from him, miss.
Fascinating slang terms used in Dartmoor. Remember any of them?
Why, yes, I think so.
Yeah, Bogey is a warder. Peter Mann is a safecracker. The Scarper is an escapee. And tobacco. Do you know what the slang term is for tobacco, Miss Dorning?
Why, yes, it's called snout. Snout. But, Harry, didn't you just...
We interrupt this musical program for a news bulletin which has just come to hand.
Oh, we don't want to listen.
Listen.
Frederick Lemuel, the convicted murderer who escaped from Dartmoor Prison this morning, is still at large.
That's what they think.
Police have now established the identity of the second murder victim attributed to Lemuel since his escape. The body found was that of...
No, we don't want to listen to any more of that. Gives me the shivers with a bloke sitting right here in front of us.
Another murder.
Well, he isn't going to do any more murdering, that's for certain. Ooh, it's getting darn cold in here. All right if I build a fire, Miss Dorney?
Yes, yes, of course. There's wood and coal in the shed just outside.
Good, I'll go and get some. You'll be all right on your own for a minute or two, won't you? He can't hurt you.
Yes, yes, I'll be all right.
Well... Did you understand what I was getting at when I talked about the tobacco, Miss Dorning?
Snout. Harry used that expression.
Yeah, that's right. Only someone who spent time in jail would know it.
But that doesn't necessarily mean he's been in jail. I mean, well, he could...
Yeah. Makes you think, though, doesn't it? Do I look like a murderer to you?
I don't know what a murderer looks like.
Look, if you don't set me free...
Look, stop it. You're confusing me. You admitted you were Frederick Lemuel.
Of course I did. If he'd seen me convince you that I wasn't, then your life would have ended right on the spot. Now, how can I prove... You must get at that radio on again. There'll be another bulletin come through soon. Only trouble is he'll hear it too. Look, please trust me. Believe me, your life depends on it.
You were carrying a gun.
When a convict escapes, a dangerous convict like Lemuel, then all local police are issued with revolvers.
But he was down at the garage when I drove in for petrol.
That's right, that's logical. But you don't know who the second murder victim was, do you?
The garage man?
Why not?
But policemen travel in twos.
Right again. We were in a wireless patrol car on the Offacombe Road, got bogged down. My partner stayed with the car and I came on. Look, for Pete's sake, stop talking and get me out of these ropes.
Oh, it's miserable and cold out there. Yeah, I'll get this fire going as quickly as I can.
I think I'll put the wireless on again, if you don't mind, Harry.
Oh, now, look, it makes me nervous.
Another bulletin just to hand. Police are now converging on a remote cottage off the Mordale-Ilfracombe Road, where it's believed the escaped Frederick Lemuel is hiding. This move follows the finding of the body of Harry Mortimer, garage proprietor of the Mordale Road service station.
Oh, no.
The description of the wanted man is as follows. Age 54, dark, thinning hair, height 5'6", thin, and with sharp features.
That's your description.
That's right, Miss Dorning. I'm the man they want. Pity you put the wireless on. You'd have been all right if you hadn't have heard that bulletin. Always Nipsey, I would have had to be killed, but I was quite prepared to let you go. Now I'll have to fix the two of you, won't I?
Don't be a fool, Lemuel. Time's running out.
Oh, do not catch me. I'm too smart, much too smart. You see, I fooled Miss Dorning, didn't I? Then I can fool others, too. Well, I had to kill the fella down at the garage. Well, I wanted some clothes and his utility. The utility. All right, you. Where's that distributor cap?
You can search for a year, but you never find it, Lemuel.
You better tell me, mister.
You shoot me and you never know.
I wasn't thinking of shooting you. I was thinking about Miss Dorning. Come on, where's that distributor cap?
Outside. Lemuel, listen, I'll take you to it. Too hard to describe its exact position.
All right, but I've been watching you like a hawk. Untie him, miss. No tricks while you're doing it. She'll get the first bullet and you'll get the second. Right, stand up. Walk on ahead of me, both of you.
It's over here, by the front wheel of the car.
You did a very good job of hiding it, did you?
Didn't have very much time.
Lift the bonnet of the truck, miss. All right, pick up that cap. That's it. And fit it on. And proper, mind. I'm watching everything you do. All right. Now put the bonnet down. All right. Now, I'm going to get into the utility. What's that?
That's a police car you can hear.
Well, it won't catch me. What's the matter with these cursed things?
I've got a clue. Run, Miss Horning, run!
Here, you, come back here, you!
Lemuel's in the utility!
All right, Lemuel, better come quietly.
You didn't put the cap on right, are you?
Oh, but I did, Lemuel. And if you'd really been a garage proprietor, you'd have known that a distributor here has been lying in the rain to be soaking wet. And there's not a car in this world that'll start with a wet distributor. Okay, team away, boys.
Time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.